proclamation number 4104 dated the August 13th, 1947. God's will, voice of the heart. Inner urging. I will place the feeling as to what you should and shouldn't do into the heart of those of you whom I love because you strive towards me. And if you entrust yourselves to me in prayer, if you confide your worries or thoughts to me, you will feel it in your heart, and whatever you then feel urged or desire to do, that is what you should do, and it will be right before my eyes. If you commend yourselves to me in prayer, you will no longer be able to sin, for then I will no longer let you become sinful. If you appeal to me for my protection, I will grant it to you, and then you can confidently rely on the voice of your heart. That is, you can do what your heart desires. I am your Father, I want you to come to me with complete trust, and I truly want to provide for you like a loving father does. I want to give to you what makes you happy, providing it does not cause you damage. And since you yourselves are unable to judge what is beneficial for you and detrimental to the soul, you should come to me and totally hand yourselves over to me. Tell me your problems, be they of a spiritual or earthly nature, and I shall answer you. That is, I shall place my will into your heart so that you will want to do what is right and also be able to accomplish it. And thus you can come to me with all concerns. You will never be left without an answer, for I will place it into your heart. You just have to pay attention to the voice in your heart. You ought to know that every inner urging is always the influence of forces which want to persuade you to accomplish something or to leave it. Forces of darkness will want to tempt you into committing a sin, forces of light into actions which are pleasing to me. Let the forces of light gain influence over you, then you will never be able to sin. And hand yourselves over to these forces whenever you seek to make contact with me in prayer, whenever you communicate with me, and always consult me with all your problems. I love my living creations, and my only goal is their salvation of soul. And where there is no danger of this, I will grant them everything, even earthly pleasures, if they do not detract from spiritual striving. Yet I always want to be your mentor. You should always leave the decision to me and, after heartfelt prayer, ask your heart and it will truly guide you correctly. Amen.